Brett Hume, who for a long time was a traditional journalist, and now for, I don't know, a decade plus, Fox analyst, conservative, no problem with that, offered this tweet a little bit after our show finished. If Donald Trump is held responsible for January 6th because of his allegations that the 2020 election was stolen, is it unfair, after two assassination attempts, to hold responsible the Democrats who have ceaselessly claimed Trump is a threat to democracy? I'm going to read it again so you get it. If Donald Trump is held responsible for January 6th because of the allegations that the 2020 election was stolen, is it unfair, after two assassination attempts, to hold responsible the Democrats who have ceaselessly claimed Trump is a threat to democracy? I think it's absurd. I think it's absurd. Let's get to Donald Trump. He certainly was allowed to pursue through the court. He did. Didn't have one significant victory. Not one. And he continues to say, outside of a couple brief moments, that he won when he did not. Now, could he control everybody on January 6th? No, he couldn't. He was fomenting for weeks. And yes, during the speech, did he say peacefully? Yes, he did. He sat there on his butt hour after hour after hour and did not call for calm, even with his family and his closest allies saying, this is beyond what we wanted. Those individuals who were violent needed to be stopped. Those who showed up, no. You can show up for protests if they just went to the Capitol, no. But those who were beating police officers, breaking property, saying Hank, Mike, Pence, calling for death to Nancy Pelosi. Strongest charges. And Donald Trump sat there and did nothing. By the way, this idea that's on Nancy Pelosi for the National Guard, that's not true. It's just not true. Have there been Democrats who have used words and went too far regarding Donald Trump? Absolutely. No doubt. Some of the parsing, which I've witnessed on TV, has been interesting. But to act like every Democrat was just a pretty little flower and didn't say anything is a lie. But you then have to add the other part. Nobody drives more violent rhetoric than Donald Trump. And no one is close. If you're objective at all, and by the way, even if you're a Donald Trump supporter, and there are tens and tens of millions, and the election is 7 weeks from today, and if I would say today it's a complete pick 'em, but if Dave said you have to pick who's going to win if it was today, I would lean Donald Trump. But you can't say this about the Democrats' rhetoric after, and by the way, every single soul should call out the attempted attempts to kill Donald Trump. No one. I don't care how much you don't want him to be president or disagree with him. No one should do anything but decry this and ask important questions. It never, ever should have happened, either one. And we should know a lot more information about the first one by now. But Dave, come on. These aren't the same things. And if literally, because you can say the Democrats, because the word foment, if the most passionate Trump supporters want to say that, sure. But then what happened and how he sat there and did nothing has to be part of the conversation. And that's a part of what happened with January 6th. Do you think Brett Hume has a point? Text me. Do you agree, maybe even 100% with Brett Hume? Do you think it's nonsense? What do you want to say, Dave?
Apples and oranges. comparing the assassination attempts to January 6th and who's culpable and who's at fault. It's completely different circumstances. But to say you can't point at rhetoric from Democrats who for months, who for years have been calling Donald Trump an enemy of democracy, an enemy of the country, the man who's going to tear this country apart and take that down.
Yep.
Whether it's true or not, you can make a valid argument that that leads to dissension. It leads to more divisiveness. It leads to people on the left.
Does it lead to violence?
Donald Trump, and it could lead to violence. Yes.
Could. Yep.
It could. You can't say. I don't think you can say it can't.
I agree with you.
So, is there culpability? That's hard to say. Because Democrats, I think many of them legitimately believe that if Donald Trump, and perhaps rightly so, believe that if he becomes president, this country is in a huge bit of trouble. That democracy in this country is in a huge bit of trouble. So, can they call it out? That's the place we're in right now. I think you have to call it out if you believe it, if you see signs.
I think those are all really good points. I think you also, in making that point, have to acknowledge what Donald Trump has said over and over and over again. Like J.D. Vance, was it today or yesterday? Donald Trump's been shot twice. Nothing's happened to the other two. That tells you all you need to know. Again, it's deplorable what happened to Donald Trump. Never, ever should happen. But acting like Donald Trump hasn't offered up hate on a regular basis. Before the assassination attempt, he said, I hate Taylor Swift. Okay? The mocking of Paul Pelosi, the calling for violence as he has, that has to be part of the conversation.
It does. I don't think, I mean, I'm certainly not taking him off the hook. I don't think Brett Hume was taking him off the hook either. I think he was ignoring it to make his point.
651-461-9226. What do you want to say about the Hume tweet? I also want to get into the golf side of this and the concerns related to this, considering the former president loves to play golf. It's a 49 past 2. Jason in the mix, and Jason will take you up to Twins and Indians. No, backpedal. Twins and Guardians, starting to 5 here on CCO. All right, Jason, here's the Brett Hume text.
Okay.
Or tweet, excuse me. If Donald Trump is held responsible for January 6th because of his allegations that the 2020 election was stolen, is it unfair, after two assassination attempts, to hold responsible the Democrats who have ceaselessly claimed Trump is a threat to democracy?
Yes, it's unfair. Yep. Thanks, Britt. Thanks for asking, buddy.
It's not the same thing.
No, and also, like, I'm very curious about this new framing that the two would-be assassins are Democrats and are responding to Democrat framing. That is utter nonsense based on the information we have available, certainly about the first shooter. Now, the second guy
initially voted for Trump.
Very anti-Trump.
Yeah, in the
end, is he responsive to Democratic? I mean, you know my belief on this. I think that everyone defaults to rhetoric as the problem because it makes them feel good. And really, I am highly skeptical that inflamed rhetoric is responsible for this sort of stuff.
It can play a part, but to identify it.
20%?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, we've had inflamed rhetoric.
For a long
time. And we
had
it from when Trump ran the first time.
Two other points here. They admit, the Secret Service, that they didn't canvass the golf course. That left me troubled. Okay? He loves to play golf.
Yeah.
He's not going to stop. That is concerning.
Yes.
And then how about this Ohio sheriff who is saying regarding signs for Vice President Harris suggesting if she wins, there'll be a further influx of undocumented immigrants. So write down the addresses of all the people who have the signs in their yards. So we have the addresses for the new families to go to. Who will support their effort. This is a sheriff.
A lot of wacko sheriffs out there, though.
We have
elected,
a lot of
They're elected, so there's a lot of, I mean, you know, What count is this guy from, like, a county of 4,000? I mean, outrageous, but also, like,
Portage just, County. I've always loved Portage County.
One of your, it is a county confirmed. Yeah, I don't know,
but we've had
a lot of wackos.
We've had a lot of sheriffs across the country who just have said, "I don't care about the law. I'm not going to follow."
Yeah, we've had that here. We've had Minnesota sheriffs who are like, "I'm not enforcing."
I didn't realize you were allowed to do that.
Elected officials, man, it's beautiful.
I mean,
it's a beautiful thing.
When you're in charge,
it's
of the
sort
law,
of like it's sort of like how you respond to the times for the breaks and the end of the hour. You do what you want.
In fact, I might not even get out of 5720 here.
Do what you want.
Thank you.
What are they going to do to us?
I want to leave, though.
There is that. There is that. This one's a hard out.
This one, I'll follow.
Hard out. 3, 2, 1, done.